谢主的恩典啊，大家平安。
Thank God for His grace and peace to all of you.
啊，今天下午有机会跟我们大家一起来守安息日啊，来敬拜神，学习道理。
This afternoon we have an opportunity to observe the Sabbath, to worship God and to listen to His truth.
啊，因为我们现在教会的圣工很多啊，啊，所以工人不够分配。
Because there are many holy works to be done, there are not enough holy workers.
啊，所以有些专职工人常常不在。
Oftentimes, holy workers are not present when they need to be.
所以总会就希望说，我们工人之间啊，能够做充分的运用，互相的支援。
Therefore, GA would hope that all the holy workers would do their duties to the utmost.
啊，黄团导这一段时间都在南美做工作。
At this time, Pastor Huang has been in South America doing holy work.
啊，所以这个月还有下个月啊，小弟都有一个啊，上午或下午回来跟我们大家学习道理。
Therefore, this month and the next, I will be here to either in the morning or the afternoon to give sermon.
那其实我也是上上星期才从欧洲回来。
Actually, I came back from Europe just last week.
啊，真的有时候看到我们教会圣工的发展，好像圣经里面主耶稣所说的。
And I saw many holy works developing just like it records in the Bible.
啊，庄稼很多啊，但是工人很少。
The work is much, but the workers are few.
啊，这一次我到欧洲去啊，就是主要几个国家是新开拓的地方。
And this time when I went to Europe, I went to a few countries where our church is just developing.
啊，最近一两年啊，都成立教会。
And have in the past one or two years just established churches.
啊，所以我有去过四个国家。
And so I went to four countries.
除了德国的教会啊，比较长久以外。
Other than Germany, which has had a long-standing church.
啊，意大利、希腊还有西班牙的教会都是最近在成立的。
Italy, Greece, and Spain are more recently developing.
啊，柯传道本身啊，在欧陆地区的时间相当少。
Pastor Ko has actually spent not that much time in.
啊，但是感谢主啦，他那边也有一些弟兄姊妹啊，啊，投入圣工里面。
But thank God, at that place there are brothers and sisters who are willing to give their service.
啊，像这一次在海德堡就有一位谢弟兄啊。他请了三个礼拜假，啊，陪我啊，在欧陆各地方跑。
And in another place, a brother took 3 weeks off to come with me to do holy work.
哦，看到他那个精神相当好。
I see that his spirit is very good.
对道理也很深入的研究。
And he's well grounded in the truth.
所以我们三个国家，在德国以外三个国家。三个礼拜大概跑六个地方。
And so other than Germany, within 3 weeks, we probably went to 6 different locations.
都在那边开灵恩会啊，他可以帮忙很多的圣工。
And we held evangelical services and did other holy works.
所以除了总会希望说那个圣工人员有一个充分的应用啊，但是我们也盼望说有更多的弟兄姊妹啊，那个立志投入这个圣工的行列里面。
And so while GA hopes that many holy workers can devotedly do their holy work, they also hope that more brothers and sisters can join in the holy work.
我们今天下午来学习啊，献佛祭。
And so this afternoon we would like to discuss the topic of offering a living sacrifice.
请看罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节
Romans chapter 12 verse 1
十二章第一节
Romans chapter 12 verse 1
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的保罗在这里劝勉我们。
In verse 1, Paul urges us.
所以我们都要过一个献身的生活。
To offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
那在旧约时代啊，他们都要常常杀牛羊啊来献祭给神。
In the Old Testament, they would often have to sacrifice bulls and rams.
现在主耶稣的救恩已经完成了，我们就不杀牛不杀羊。
But now that Jesus Christ's salvation has been completed, we do not sacrifice these animals any longer.
但是我们现在要把我们的身心啊，当作活的最美的祭物啊，来献给神。
But in turn, we must offer our lives as the most pleasing sacrifice.
所以这样的侍奉是当然的，而且是神所喜悦的。
It says here that this sacrifice is pleasing to God.
当然，我们很多弟兄姊妹啊，我们感受神的恩典啊，啊，投入侍奉的行列。
Oftentimes, we brothers and sisters first feel God's grace upon us before we enter into His service.
啊，当然就是很好的。
Even though this is very good,
因为我们做工的果效会随着将来领受主的奖赏。
Because the holy work that we do has a direct relation to our treasures that we receive in the future.
我们每一个蒙恩的人啊，都要常常竭力多多做主工。
Yet those of us who have received God's grace must do our utmost to do God's holy work.
我们生命，我们的时间啊，都奉献在主耶稣身上。
To offer our body, our lives, and our time to Jesus Christ.
能够为主而活啊，成一个最美的祭物。
To live for Christ and to become a most pleasing sacrifice.
虽然这个奉献呢，侍奉是好的。
Even though to sacrifice is good.
但是我们的侍奉也要能够得神喜悦啊。
But our sacrifice must also be pleasing to God.
我们的侍奉才有真正永恒的价值跟它的意义。
In order for our sacrifice to have meaning.
我们看到古时候很多人在献祭。
We see that in olden times, many people offer sacrifices.
但是有的献祭啊，不美，神不悦纳。
But many of those sacrifices were not beautiful and did not please God.
好像该隐的献祭啊，神就不喜悦。
Such as the sacrifice of Cain, which was not pleasing.
虽然该隐很生气，为什么他的献祭啊，不蒙悦纳？
Now, even though Cain was very upset why his sacrifice was not accepted.
神说啊，你如果行得好，怎么会不蒙悦纳呢？
God said to him, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
虽然他知道要献祭，这是好的。
Even though he knew that it was good to sacrifice.
但是他所行的不能得神喜悦。
Yet what he did was not pleasing to God.
以利的两个儿子啊，他们也在献祭。
Eli's two sons were also offering sacrifices.
说他们把神所没有的燔火就献上了。
Yet they offered with common fire.
啊，结果在会幕门前呢、啊，啊，结果就被火啊，把它烧掉了。
And so, therefore, in front of the tabernacle, they were burned by God.
虽然献祭的时候很高兴啊，但是没有想到，却招来灾殃。
Even though they were joyous in offering the sacrifices, yet they brought wrath upon themselves.
新约时代的亚拿尼亚看到很多人呐、啊，很热心在奉献。
In the New Testament, many people like Ananias were joyfully offering sacrifices.
所以他们也赶快啊，把田产就卖掉了。
So they sold all their possessions.
啊，就把所得的价银拿到使徒的面前来。
And they took all that they got in return before the apostles.
但是使徒却对他们夫妇说啊，你们怎么同心来试探神呢？
But the apostles asked them, how could you come and lie before the Spirit?
说你们不是欺骗人啊，你们欺骗神啊。
Saying, you do not deceive men, but deceive God.
结果他们的奉献啊，神没有悦纳。
And so their sacrifice was not accepted by God.
结果先使徒一讲啊，他们夫妇就扑倒了。
And so upon the apostle saying, the couple fell down.
所以怎样让我们的奉献，我们的侍奉成为最美的，啊，能够得神喜悦的。
So how do we make our offering most pleasing to God?
那其实这也是我们常常在服事当中啊，我们要思想的。
This is something we must consider often in our service.
那我们来从这个利未记啊，第一章来学习啊。
Let us learn from Leviticus chapter 1.
我们看利未记第一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记一章。
Leviticus chapter 1.
我们先看第一节跟第二节。
Let's take a look at chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
说神从废墓中啊，呼叫摩西，对他说，第二节。
First,
你吩咐以色列人说啊，你们中间若有人献供物给神，啊，要从牛群、羊群中啊献牲畜为供物。在出埃及记里面呢、啊，谈到神叫摩西呀、啊，啊，要造会幕。
In Exodus, God tells Moses to build the tent of meeting.
那是要解决人跟神之间的障碍的问题。
In order to solve the matter of the distance between God and man.
因为人犯了罪以后啊，啊人没有办法到神面前，神的恩典就没有办法临到人。
Since after men sin, they could not come before God and thus could not receive His grace.
那神把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And since God brought the Israelites out of Egypt,
啊，神虽然对以色列人说啊，你们要做我的百姓啊，做圣洁的国民。
Even though He told them, "You will become My people, a holy nation."
啊，他们一开始的时候说好啊。
At first, they said okay.
但是他们后来看到神显现的情形啊，大家都很害怕。
But after they saw what God did, they were very afraid.
啊，对，摩西说，还是神跟你讲话就好了。
And they told Moses, you can speak to God, yourself.
因为人有了罪啊，人没有办法亲近神。
Because man has sinned, so man cannot draw close to God.
因为神后来叫摩西说，造一个会幕。
And therefore, God told the people to build a tent
of meeting. 啊，作为人跟神相会的地方。
To be a place where God and man could meet.
啊，他们花了很长的时间呐、啊，造会幕。
So they spent a lot of time building this tent.
啊，会幕造好了以后，神的荣光就充满会幕。
And when it was built, the glory filled it.
然后神从这个会幕当中啊，呼叫摩西。
And in the tent, God called upon Moses.
啊，主示了人怎么亲近神的方法。
And therefore, it was established this way of man being
able to meet God. 这就是利未记里面所记载的。
And this is recorded in Leviticus.
啊，神说啊，人要亲近神的话，就是要献祭。
And God said, if man wanted to draw close to God, he had to offer sacrifices.
啊，但是这个献祭不是勉强的，而是主动自发的。
Now this sacrifice or offering was not by force, but
啊，如果有人想要献祭，就把祭物带来，带到神的会幕面前。
And if anyone wanted to make an offering, he would bring the offering to the tent.
按照这个方法来献啊，啊，他的祭物就蒙悦纳，啊，神就祝福。
And once sacrificed, God would accept the offering from him.
我们今天在侍奉神，也是出于甘心乐意，不是出于勉强的。
Today, when we offer ourselves, we also must do so willingly.
啊，但是不是按照我们人的意思，要按照神的意思来服事。
And not according to our own will, but according to God's will.
啊，这样的服事啊，才有它的意义跟价值。
And only this kind of service can have meaning and value.
啊，那时他们为什么要献祭呢？
So why did they have to make offerings at the time?
我们按利未记一章第四节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 4.
利未记一章第四节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 4.
说他要按所在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。这里讲到说，献祭的第一个意义啊，就是要赎罪。
Here it records that the first purpose is to make atonement for him.
啊，就是要解决神跟人之间的障碍的问题。
And that is to solve the barrier between God and man.
因为人有了罪啊，人没有办法亲近神。
Because man has sinned, he cannot come before God.
所以古时候神就借着教人说，你要献祭啊，借着牺牲流血来赎罪。
So in these olden times, it was by sacrifice that sin was forgiven.
所以古时候就常常杀牛杀羊啊，不断的啊，借着牺牲啊流血。
And so oftentimes they would slaughter animals to make an atonement through
blood. 啊，那这只是一种预表。
Now this is simply foreshadowing.
让人知道说人是有罪的。
To let people know that they are with sin.
还要解决罪的问题，就是要流血。
And that to get rid of sin, blood needs to be spilled.
啊，那事实上啊，动物的血啊，没有办法赎人的罪。
But in actuality, the blood of animals cannot redeem people from sin.
所以唯有耶稣基督啊，借着他无瑕无耻的宝血为我们献上。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ, who is perfect.
啊，所以成为最美的十字架。
To become the perfect cross.
啊，来完成救赎的工作。
To complete the mission of salvation.
那我们今天呢，就借着耶稣的宝血啊，能够受洗啊，来赦罪。
So today we are able to be baptized and cleansed through the blood of Christ.
引导我们啊，来到神的面前呐，啊，能够得喜悦。
To bring us before Christ so that we may receive joy.
所以古时候的献祭啊，第一个意义就是为着要赎罪。
So in the Old Testament, the first purpose of offering was to get rid of sin.
预表耶稣基督他成为最美的祭物，替我们献上了来赎我们的罪。
To prefigure Jesus Christ offering himself up for our sins.
我们看利未记一章第九节。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9.
利未记一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
说凡祭的丈夫腿要用水洗，祭司就把一切全烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献给神啊，为馨香的火祭。这里讲到说献祭的第二个意义啊，就要成为非常馨香的火祭。
Verse 9 says that the second meaning of an offering is to be an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
也就是说啊，这个献祭啊，能够显出非常美好的香气。
Meaning by offering, one can make an aroma that is
啊，这个香气会达到神的面前呐、啊，神会喜悦，神会悦纳，神会祝福。
And when this aroma reaches God and pleases God, then He will bestow His blessing.
所以这叫做馨香的火祭。
And therefore, this is an aroma pleasing to God by offering.
那创世纪第八章里面，创世纪的第八章
，In Genesis chapter 8。
谈到挪亚的世代啊，因为罪恶很重，神曾经借着洪水把他们灭掉。
Because Noah's generation was very sinful, therefore God destroyed them by flood.
啊，但是唯有挪亚一家人呐、啊，啊，敬畏神，所以神就保守他们呐、啊，啊，借着方舟来胜过洪水的灾难。
Because only Noah's family feared the Lord, therefore he saved his family through the flood by the ark.
啊，这个挪亚一家出方舟来以后
，And after they came out from the ark,
他们第一件事情啊，就向神感恩。
The first thing they did was give thanks to God.
所以他们就造了一个祭坛。
So they made an altar.
啊，把那个洁净的动物啊，啊，就把它献在祭坛上面。
And they took the clean animals and offered it upon the altar.
啊，这个神闻到那个祭物的香气。
And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma,
神就很喜悦。
He was very pleased.
神就发誓说，不再用洪水把人灭掉了。
And he swore to never destroy mankind by flood.
神就跟人重新立约。
And he again made a covenant with man.
把更多的食物，把更好的、更大的祝福啊，赐给人。
To bestow upon man food and blessings.
啊，又设了一个彩虹啊，作为神跟人立约的一个记号。
And used a rainbow as a symbol of their agreement.
啊，所以让我们知道说，这个献祭啊，因为那个香气啊，啊，神特别喜悦。
And it was because of this aroma which was especially pleasing to God.
那我们今天要侍奉啊，服侍神，也要成为一个非常美好的祭物。
Today, when we give our service to God, we must also become a pleasing sacrifice.
所以要完全的奉献啊，啊能够发出那个基督馨香之气。
That is, we must be able to offer our entire selves, and we must be able to give off an aroma.
啊，这样我们的侍奉啊就有价值。
And only then will our service have value.
所以保罗说啊，无论生死啊，都让主耶稣基督的各样美德啊，在我们身上能够彰显出来。
And therefore, Paul says, even in life or death, may we reflect God's glory.
我们活着就是基督啊，啊能够发出基督美好的香气。
To live is Christ, and we must during that time give off an aroma.
啊，那我们的一生啊，就非常有意义，又有永恒的价值。
And then our lives will be full of meaning.
啊，所以这个奉献啊，侍奉啊。就是要发出美好的香气啊，来得神喜悦。
And so our offering must give off an aroma that pleases God.
啊，就是献祭的两个很重要的意义。
Now these are two important meanings of an offering.
一个是要赎罪。
The first is to get rid of
sin. 一个就是要能够产生那个馨香之气。
And the second is to give off a pleasing aroma.
啊，那个祭物啊，有不一样的啊。种类啊，但是都是神指示的。
Now there are many different kinds of offerings and sacrifices.
啊，这个祭物都有它的一些特性啊，啊，值得我们来学习。
And each of them has a special meaning behind it that we can learn from.
我们看利未记一章的第三节。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3.
利未记一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
说他的供物就以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在神的面前蒙悦纳。这里讲到说可以献公牛。
Here it says that you can offer a male bull.
啊，再看第十节。
Now let's turn to verse 10.
说人的供物就以绵羊或山羊为燔祭，就要献没有残疾的公羊。
It says, from either the sheep or the goats, he is to offer a male without defect.
第二种祭物就是公绵羊或公山羊。
The second type of offering is either a sheep or a goat.
第二十四节。
Verse
14. 说人奉给神的供物，若以鸟为燔祭，就要献斑鸠或者是雏鸽为供物。
If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, he is to offer a dove or a young pigeon.
所以当你有能力啊献牛的时候，你要献牛。
So when you have the ability to offer a bull, you offer a bull.
你没有能力献牛啊，你可以献羊。
If you do not have the capability to offer a bull, you can offer a goat or ram.
啊，你没有能力献羊的时候，没有关系，献斑鸠或雏鸽。
And if you cannot offer that, then you can offer a dove or young pigeon.
所以神要求我们的不会超过我们的能力。
Therefore, what God asks of us will not surpass our ability.
说是按照你所有的，不是按照你所有所没有的。
But rather according to what you have, not what you do not have.
啊，主要你甘心乐意啊，啊有愿意做的心啊，啊神就悦纳了。
As long as you give it out of a willing heart, God will accept it.
因为神给每一个人的恩赐能力都不一样的。
Because God has given different abilities to everyone.
有的给五千，也给两千，有的给一千。
Some have been given 5 talents, some 2 talents, some 1.
啊，神所要你的就是尽你的能力啊，啊来侍奉他。
Therefore, God has just asked of you to give all of what you have.
啊，虽然有时候我们觉得我们的能力啊，智慧相当有限。
Sometimes we think we are extremely limited in what we can do.
啊，但是主要你尽力了，啊，你的侍奉啊，神就悦纳了。
But as long as we give our best, then God will accept.
啊，这三种祭物啊，啊，都有它的一些特色。
Now these three offerings, they all have their own special things.
我们知道这个牛啊，力量很大。
We know that the bull has much strength.
所以古时候的农家啊，都要靠牛啊来耕田拉车啊。
So the farmers of old relied on the bull to plow the land.
所以箴言里面说啊，家里没有牛啊，槽土干净。
And there's an olden saying that if you do not have cows at home, you will be barren.
土产增加就是要靠着牛的力量。
And in order for your land to be plentiful, you need to rely on the power of the bull.
所以牛啊，对一个家庭来讲啊，在古时候相当重要。
So bulls, back in the day were very important to the household.
因为它有很大的力量，啊，能够对这个家庭有很大的帮助。
Because they had great strength and they were of great help to the household.
那我们今天在神的家里面呢，来服侍神呢，要有牛的精神。
Now, in the house of God, we must also serve with the attitude of the bull.
神给我们啊，有智慧，有恩赐，有能力。
God has given us wisdom and ability and power.
啊，把我们的能力啊贡献出来，来服侍弟兄姊妹，服侍神的家。
We must take out our abilities to serve the house of God.
啊，不只是力量很大啊，来服侍。
And not only those with great strength must.
而且在服侍的工作啊，有时候啊很劳苦啊，啊都能够忍耐下来。
But when serving, one must also persevere to the end.
因为这个牛啊是很顺服的一种动物。
Because a bull is a very obedient animal.
有时候啊工作很辛苦啊，但是它却任劳任怨。
Sometimes the work is very difficult, yet it perseveres.
它能够忍受各样的苦。
And it can withstand all kinds of hardship.
这是我们第一个服侍的精神。
Now this is the first attitude in serving.
第二个说要像羊。
Now the second type is like the ram.
这个羊啊，它有柔和的本性。
Now the ram has a very peaceful nature.
所以圣经里面讲到主耶稣啊，就好像那个绵羊一样。
And it's recorded in the Bible that Jesus Christ is like a sheep.
虽然要被牵到那个宰杀之地啊，他还是默默无声的。
Even as he was being led to the slaughtering grounds, he was without protest.
啊，他非常的驯良啊。
He was very obedient.
非常的柔和。
Very peaceful.
这个鸽子也是一样。
And so it is with the dove.
所以耶稣说啊，我们要驯良像鸽子。
And so, Jesus Christ tells us we need to be innocent as doves.
虽然我们好像羊在这个狼群当中啊。
Even though we will be like sheep among wolves.
但是我们一方面啊，要有警觉性，好像那个蛇啊，遇到一些危险的事情，它就会逃。
And yet we need to be on guard, such as a serpent that is ready to flee at the first sign of danger.
我们要灵巧像蛇，但是要驯良像鸽子。
We must be as crafty as snakes, but innocent as doves.
啊，在这个世代当中啊，做一个蒙神喜悦的义人呐。
In order to be a righteous person in this day and age,
有慈爱、诚实各样的美德。
We must have love and truth and all kinds of good characteristics.
斑鸠虽然是很小的动物啊，它的价值有限。
Even though a pigeon is a small animal,
但是呢，虽然卑微啊，但是它献上了，神还是悦纳。
Yet when it is offered, God's still pleased with the sacrifice.
所以有时候我们觉得我们的能力、我们的智慧都相当有限。
So sometimes we may feel that our abilities are limited.
但是主要我们诚心的奉献啊，诚心的侍奉啊，神就喜悦了。
But as long as we wholeheartedly offer and serve, then God will be pleased.
寡妇的两个小钱，他把它献上去了。
The widow with 2 pence offered it all.
在人来看啊，这是微不足道的。
In the eyes of man, this may not be anything significant.
但是主耶稣却把门徒叫来说：“你们看，他献的最多。”
Yet Jesus Christ brought his disciples before him and said, "She
has
given the most."
因为他把养生的都献上去了。
Because she gave all she had.
小孩子五个饼两条鱼的奉献。
The child with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那是妈妈给他准备的一餐饭。
That was his meal.
但是啊，他甘愿把它交在主耶稣的手里面。
Yet he willingly put it into the hands of our Lord.
结果就让五千人啊吃得饱饱的回去。
And was thus able to feed 5,000.
还剩下十二个篮子。
With 12 baskets left over.
所以我们不要看我们是非常的卑微。
So do not look at ourselves as puny.
说神的能力啊，要在那个卑微的人啊身上啊能够彰显出来。
Because God will show his power upon,
虽然我们是无用的器皿,
upon us, even though we are unprofitable servants.
我们好像瓦器一样的非常的卑贱脆弱。
We are fragile like vessels.
但是有神的能力复辟我们啊，又能够显出莫大的能力来。
But with God's power, then we can do great things.
啊，所以我们看到说这三样的祭物啊，都有它的特性。
So we can see that there are something to learn from these three sacrifices.
啊，都有值得我们学习的一些啊美德。
And many good things we can learn.
啊，但是这要紧的就是这些祭物啊，要没有残疾的。
But what we must be careful of is that these sacrifices must be without blemish.
所以祭物拿到神的面前，他拿到会幕来啊以后啊，那这个祭司啊都要详细的检查。
And so when the sacrifices are brought before the priest, they must examine it carefully.
说如果有发现有缺点啊，就不可以献上。
If there is found any blemish, it cannot be offered.
啊，要完全没有瑕疵啊。啊，献上的话才能够蒙神悦纳。
It must be free of blemish and perfect in order to be pleasing to God.
我们看利未记二十二章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 22.
利未记二十二章。
Leviticus 22.
十九节。
Verse
19. 二十二章十九节。
Chapter 22, verse 19.
说凡有残疾的，你们不可献上。因为这不蒙悦纳，二十一节。
Verse 21.
凡从牛群或者是羊群中啊，将平安祭献给神啊，为要还特许的愿，或者是甘心献的，所献的要纯全，没有残疾的，才蒙悦纳。二十二节。
Verse 22.
瞎眼的、折伤的、残废的、有瘤的、长癣的。长戒的都不可献给神，也不可在坛上作为辅祭献给神。所以这个祭物啊，要按照神指示的这样来献。
Therefore, the sacrifices must be according to God's specification.
而且要知道，在献的时候，这个祭物要没有瑕疵。
And it must be known that when offering, these sacrifices must be without blemish.
因为有了瑕疵啊，就不蒙悦纳了。
Because with blemish, it will not be acceptable.
啊，所以这是完全的奉献呐，神才会喜悦。
And so, only with this complete sacrifice will God, be pleased.
所以启示录里面说啊，神要量那个祭坛呢。
And so in Revelations it says that God will measure the altar.
要先量那些啊献祭的人，还有量一量他们所献上的东西。
The people that offer and their sacrifices will be measured as well.
我们今天在服侍神啊，不是说你热心就好了。
Today when we serve God, it is not a simple matter of being fervent.
我们服侍的动机、心态、方法都是很重要的。
Our motive, the way that we serve, is all very important.
我们看马拉基书。
Let's look at Malachi.
我们看马拉基书第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
马拉基书第一章
Malachi chapter 1
第六节
Malachi chapter 1
马拉基书一章第六节
Malachi chapter 1 verse 6
这藐视我名的祭司啊万军的神对你们说儿子尊敬父亲仆人敬畏主人而我既为父亲尊敬的我的在哪里我既为主人敬畏我的在哪里呢你们却说我们在格式上藐视你的名呢？第七节
，verse 7，
说你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说啊，我们在格式上污秽你呢？因为你们说啊，神的桌子是可藐视的。第八节
，verse 8，
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你？岂看你的情面？啊，这是万军的神说的。第九节
，Verse 9。
现在我见你们啊，恳求神好施恩给你们，做万献的事啊，都是你们经手，他岂能看你们的情面呢？这是万军的神说的。第十节
，Verse 10。
甚愿有一个你们中间有一个人啊，关上殿门。免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。万军的神说啊，我不喜悦你们，我不从你们手中啊收纳供物。这里讲到说，我们对神啊要有一种敬畏的心啊。
Here it says that we must have a fearful attitude towards God.
那以色列人说啊，我们所有藐视你的，我们都很尊敬你啊。
And the Israelites have said, how have they shown contempt for him?
啊，然后神就回答他们说，因为你们把一些啊污秽啊啊有缺陷的献上啊啊，所以就是藐视神呐。
And God replied, because they have offered blemished offerings.
他说这些都是呀，你拿给省长他不要的，你怎么把它拿来给神呢？
These offerings that you yourselves do not want, how can you bring them before me?
啊，所以虽然你多多的奉献，神不悦纳。
And so, no matter how much you offer, God does not want it.
神反而感到很厌烦。
God is displeased with.
说恨不得有人啊，把圣殿的门都把它关上啊。
To the point where he would wish that the door to the temples were shut.
免得你们越奉献啊，啊越得罪神。
So that they do not continue to sin against God.
所以我们今天呢，要想我们的奉献呢，是不是一种完全的奉献
？So we must ponder: is our offering complete?
我们有没有什么瑕疵啊？我们一定要修正。
Do we have any blemish that we need to fix?
啊，让我们所献的是神喜悦的，啊，是蒙神悦纳的。
So that what we offer can become complete and pleasing to God.
啊，所以我们在服事当中啊，也要追求有一种完美的美德。
So in our service to God, we must seek after perfection.
啊，这样我们的侍奉啊，才能够真正得到神的喜悦。
So that our offering can receive God's pleasing.
啊，在这个献祭的当中啊，献祭的人要把牛牵到会幕门口。
Now, in the process of offering a sacrifice, the person offering must bring the bull before the door.
所以他们不够随便说啊，在哪里就要杀。
They cannot kill it anywhere.
你一定要找到神立明、神主事的地方。
They must bring to the place that God has specified.
啊，然后把祭物献给神，神才悦纳。
And only when offered there will God be pleased.
我们在服事神啊，也要到神立明的居所。
When we offer, when we serve God, we must also do it in the place.
那你的奉献啊，神才会悦纳。
Only then will God be pleased.
而把这个祭物牵来以后啊，你要按锁在这个祭物头上。
And after bringing the sacrifice to the place specified, you must place your
hand. 一方面承认我们是有罪的。
One reason is to admit that we have sinned.
我们本来是该死的。
To say that it should be us.
啊，但是因为我们的罪啊，归在这个祭牲的身上。
But because our sin has been transferred to this animal.
他本来是无辜的，替我们来死。
It was without sin, but has died for us.
所以他承担我们的罪，啊，他的义行就归在我们身上。
So it has symbolized our transgressions and dies for us.
啊，然后把这个祭物就这样把它杀掉。
And so the animal must be sacrificed thus.
啊，当然，我们知道说这都是象征耶稣基督啊，啊，替我们牺牲流血。
And all of this prefigures Jesus Christ bleeding for us.
啊，但是把这个祭物杀掉了以后啊，有几件事情是要做的。
And after the animal sacrifice, there must be a few things that must be done.
我们看利未记一章第六节。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 1 verse 6.
利未记一章第六节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 6.
说那个人要剥去燔祭牲的皮啊，啊把燔祭牲啊切成筷子。献祭的人第一个就是要剥皮。
the first thing that the person sacrificing must do is to skin the animal.
所以这个祭物啊, 不能够连皮都献上去。
So the animal cannot be offered with the skin.
因为那个皮啊, 很多的油脂, 如果献上去了以后啊, 啊, 有时候会产生很不好的味道。
Because the skin is full of oil, and after a long time of sacrificing, it'll smell.
所以有的人说啊, 你把皮献上去啊, 好像在烧轮胎啊, 那发生臭味。
Some people would liken it to burning tires, it would smell.
所以献祭的祭物一定要剥皮。
And so the person offering must take off the skin.
那我们看到说啊, 在利未记第七章里面说啊, 后来这个皮啊, 就归给那个献祭的祭司啊。
And it says in Leviticus chapter 7 that the skin is to go to the is to go to the priest.
啊,这个教训就是说啊, 你把皮剥掉啊, 啊, 神就给你皮啊。
The teaching behind this is that when you take off the skin, he gives it back.
我们把那个面子虚荣啊, 啊, 这些把它除去掉。
We take off our own glory and our own ego.
啊, 但是神就给你升高啊, 给你带来尊荣。
And God will elevate you himself.
好像主耶稣说啊, 他把自己降为最卑,
just as Jesus made himself humble.
把他所有的都完全舍弃掉,
and given up everything he had.
但是后来神就把他升为最高啊, 啊，赐给他一个超乎万民之上的名。
But in the end, God elevated him above all.
所有的人啊, 听到这个门都要屈身下拜。
And everyone who hears his name must bow down and worship.
我们在服侍神的人啊, 我们不要重面子啊, 不要爱慕虚荣。
Now we who serve must not care about face.
不要想要抬高自我啊, 啊, 自夸骄傲。
We must not boast of ourselves.
所以这些里面说啊, 吃蜜过多是不好的, 蜜出来过多不好。
And therefore we must not eat too much honey.
能够一直考究自己的荣耀, 说那个也是可厌恶的。
We must not glorify ourselves.
说要让人家来高举你, 你不要自己抬高自己。
And so let others glorify or elevate you.
所以耶稣常常借着那个筵席的场合啊, 来教训人。
So Jesus oftentimes used a feast in order to teach his disciples.
有一次看到啊, 很多人啊, 在那边抢位置。
You would see people struggling to get the seats of honor.
耶稣就是说啊, 你座位, 你要坐在那个末位上面。
Jesus says, you must sit at the low table.
当主人来的时候, 发现你是一个很尊贵的人, 就请你坐到那个首位上面, 那你就有尊荣了。
And when the master comes and asks you to sit at the table of honor, then you will have glory.
啊,如果你去坐在那个所谓上面,
but if you sit at the table of honor,
但主人来发现说有比你尊贵的人,
but the master comes and finds that there is someone higher than you,
啊,结果就你,请你下来啊,你就失掉了光彩。
And if you are asked to leave your seat of honor, then you will lose.
所以我们不要抬高自己, 塑造自己的形象。
So we must not elevate ourselves and elevate our ego.
啊, 不要追求虚荣, 爱好面子。
And we must not love face and seek glory.
我们看到扫罗啊, 他在还没有做王以前啊, 他相当谦卑的。
We can see that Saul before he was king was very humble.
啊, 当抽签抽到他的时候, 他就躲起来啊。
When the lots were cast and his name came up, he would.
后来人家把他找出来, 啊, 高利他做王。
But then people looked for him and made him king.
啊, 但是当他做王以后, 他整个人就变了。
But when he became king, he changed.
啊, 他自己很有意见啊, 他就不顺服了。
He began to have a lot of opinions and did not follow the will of God.
啊, 神界的先祖跟他讲的话, 他都听一半, 他有很多自己的主张。
And when listening to the prophets, he would only listen to half the message.
啊, 后来神说啊, 你既然厌弃神的命令啊, 啊, 所以神也厌弃你做王了。
And God said, because he has not followed my commands, therefore he will not be king.
他违背了神的命令啊, 啊, 他怕百姓也不顺服他。
He disobeyed God, and he was afraid that the people would not follow him.
所以他一直要求说, 啊, 撒母耳先知说, 你要 跟我一起到百姓的面前啊, 在众人面前来抬举我。
So he kept on going to Prophet Samuel to say, you must elevate me in front of the people.
但是后来他一打仗回来以后啊，第一个就是立一个柱子来纪念自己的功劳。
But the first thing he did when he came back from battle was to build something to commemorate his own victory.
所以很可惜啊，后来神就不要了，被拒绝了。
So unfortunately, at the end, he was given up by God.
因为他没有剥皮。
Because he did not take off the skin.
我们看到大卫就不一样了。
Now, David is different.
当然他犯了很严重的错，没有错。
Yes, he did commit a very serious sin.
当天主指责他的时候，他马上承认说：“我错了，我得罪神了。”
But when a prophet rebuked him, he repented.
在神面前，在众人面前啊，公开承认自己的罪。
In front of God and people, he recognized his own sin.
真的把自己的面子啊，把他的皮啊都剥掉了。
Therefore, he forsook his own face and his skin.
啊，在神的面前啊，切实的痛悔。
And he did receive punishment from God.
所以神透过先知跟他讲说啊。 啊，我已经赦免你的罪了，你必不至于死啊。
And so God told him, I have forgiven you of your sins.
所以箴言里面说，我们遮盖自己的罪的，你没有办法得到亨通的。
So Proverbs said, we cannot cover our own sins.
唯有真正啊承认离弃罪过的，能够得到连续。
Only if you repent can you receive redemption.
我们要服侍神的人啊，第一个就是要学习剥皮。
The first thing we must learn as servants is we must take off our skin.
我们以前早期的教会啊，这个传道人哦，灵修会都要剥皮呀。
In the early times, the pastors would learn to so-called skin.
啊，有时候啊，同工之间呐，啊，把弟把他们了解的弟兄，这个同工的软弱啊，就会当场讲出来。
In that they would, in front of each other, tell out each other's weaknesses.
啊，当然，这个讲到我们的软弱啊，这个是很难过的，啊，很痛的。
And of course, it was very painful to hear your own weaknesses.
啊，但是有时候凭爱心说诚实话，啊，互相勉励啊。
But of course, with love, you also encourage.
啊，帮助我们呢，改掉缺点，让我们求进步。
So that one can get rid of his blemishes and improve.
不过现在很少这样了。
But nowadays they don't do this much.
不过我不久前到马来西亚去。
But not long ago I was in Malaysia.
我听说他们现在传道者灵修还是一样照样剥皮。
I'm told that the pastors there still practice skinning.
互相的勉励啊，这样就是帮助我们彼此都能够互相的成长。
And by encouraging one another, they can help each other grow.
啊，再来说啊，这个要把内脏哦，脏腑都要洗干净，哎，把那个肉要先切块。And
the next thing that must be done is the guts must be taken out and the flesh must be cut into pieces.
我们以前小的时候啊，在故乡。
When we were young in the countryside.
啊，看到那个外邦人他们在。 拜拜的时候,
we saw some non-believers worshipping idols.
他们在会竞争啊，他们的祭物啊，谁献的最大。
And they would fight over who had the best offerings.
所以他们都养那个猪公啊，养到献猪有的1000公斤呢。
And so they would raise the pigs, some to even 1,000.
一直给他吃。
Keep on feeding them.
啊，做到这个猪啊，都已经走不动了。
Until the pigs can no longer walk.
还要跟他按摩啊，来照顾他。
They would give them massages, take care of them.
啊，然后把那个养的猪啊，就去比赛，看谁养的最大最肥。
And they would take their pigs out to competitions to see which one was the fattest.
啊，那外邦人是这样的。
Now this is a practice of non-believers.
另外他们有时候啊，在做一些什么事情啊，就把自己的民族的啊，你贡献了什么啊，民族都刻在那里。
Other times, they would write down their accomplishments.
那我们真诚的奉献啊，就不是这样。
Now our offerings are not like this.
说那个祭物啊，要把它切成一块一块。
It is recorded that you must cut the offering into pieces.
所以你没有看到一个非常大的祭物在那里，而是已经切成肉块了。So
you don't see one huge piece of offering, but just small pieces.
所以我们在服侍神啊，不是在显扬我们自己。
Therefore, when we're offering to God, it is not to show off ourselves.
也不是一直在强调我们的意见，强调主我。
And it is not to put forth our own opinions.
不能够顾足我们自己的意见。
We must not only care about our
own opinions.
We must cut up our sacrifice.
把它祭物都放在一起。
And put the offerings together.
我们虽然可以贡献我们的意见来服侍神。
Even though we can bring up our opinions in serving God.
但是如果一直强调自我的话，我们的服侍就不美。
But if we keep on emphasizing our opinion, then our service will not be beautiful.
因为我们人的能力，我们的看法都是相当有限的。
Because our foresight is limited.
还有说，我们一直强调自我，我们的服侍就不完全。
And when we keep on emphasizing us, then our servitude will not
be perfect. 所以我们一定要大家能够同心合意，这样来侍奉，这样的服侍太美。
And only when we are able to serve together are we able to have a beautiful service.
所以我们有时候重要的一些事项，我们大家要平心静气，一起来商讨。
And when there are important issues, we must come together peacefully and talk.
说众人以为美的事情，我们就努力的去做，来实现它。
And whatever we agree on and whatever seems most beautiful to us, we must do.
不要说，因为。 我们自己很坚持自己的意见，人家开会决定了，你还一直强调，还一直反对，这样就不好了。Rather
than continually pressing our own issues after a certain meeting is over.
所以要把那个肉块切掉，就是不要一直的献扬自己。And
therefore we must cut up our sacrifices.
这样的献祭才会得悦纳的。
And only that kind of sacrifice will be pleasing.
我们看第一章第九节。
Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9.
另外记一章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9.
燔祭的脏骨跟腿要用水洗, 然后把它全烧在祭坛上面。 这里讲到说这个燔祭的内脏要洗。
Here it says that the inner parts of the offering must be washed.
腿要洗。
And the legs must be washed.
这个内脏就是表示我们内在的心思意念。
The inner parts represent our inner thoughts.
这个腿是代表我们的行为。
And the thighs represent our motions.
所以我们在服事当中，我们要常常检讨反省我们的心思意念。
Therefore, when we are offering ourselves, we must constantly think about what we are thinking and what we are doing.
要用一个圣洁的身心来服侍神，这样的服侍才有它的价值。
Therefore, we must serve with a pure heart.
我们看马可福音第七章。
Let's take a look at Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
20节。
Mark chapter 7 verse 20.
马可福音7章20节。
Mark chapter 7 verse 20.
又说从人里面出来的，那才能够污秽人。21节。
Verse 21.
因为从里面就是从人心里发出来的恶念，过河。22节。
Verse 21.
说到凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、棒毒、骄傲。 狂妄，23节。所以一切的恶都是从里面出来的，且能够污秽人。所以主耶稣在传道里的时候，很强调我们内心的圣洁。And
so in Acts, Jesus emphasizes our inner purity.
这个跟法利赛人所强调的完全不一样。
And this is different from what the Pharisees emphasized.
法利赛人他们对律法师啊。 非常严谨在遵守
The Pharisees hold fast to the law
但很可惜他们守条文
And they hold on to the nuance
他们是比较重视形式 他们没有找到那个真正的意义
They hold fast to the formalities Yet they do not see the meaning
所以法利赛人当中有很多的规矩
And so there are many rules among the Pharisees
比如说他们在 换钱一定要用很繁复的手段，这样来洗手。
And so they would elaborately wash their hands before partaking of meals.
如果没有按照这个方法洗手 他们就觉得说那个是不圣洁的。
And if they do not follow this practice, then they find that, oh, it is not clean.
说他们如果从世界世上来如果不先洗澡也不吃饭。
And so if they come in from the streets, if they do not take a shower, or if they do not bathe, they will not eat.
常常把那个杯盘一洗再洗。
And then they will wash their bowls and utensils over and over.
所以有一次他们看到耶稣的门徒没有按照他们所强调的那个规矩来洗手。
And so once they saw the disciples of Jesus not following their practices.
所以他们就控告耶稣说你的门徒怎么用那个熟手在吃饭呢？
And they told Jesus, how can your disciples eat with dirty hands?
耶稣说你们是假冒伪善的人。
And Jesus called them hypocrites.
你们用很多人的遗传当作道理来教训人。
He said that they use many things taught by men.
但是你们把神的诫命都离弃掉了。
Yet they have forsaken the commandments of God.
所以这样的主众形式的拜神就失掉了它的意义。
And therefore, this manner of worship has lost its meaning.
后来门徒不懂主耶稣怎么这样回答那些法利赛人。
And at the time, the disciples did not understand Jesus.
所以就问他说为什么主耶稣你讲的意义是什么？
So they asked him, what was the meaning behind what you said?
主耶稣说其实从外面进来的不会污秽人。
Jesus told them, what comes from outside a man does not make him
unclean. 因为你吃了不好的东西最后就排泄掉了。
Because whatever you eat, you dispose of.
当然这个不是说不要注重卫生。
That's not to say you shouldn't be hygienic.
因为你吃到不卫生的东西最后排掉了。
Because it's not to say that when you eat something dirty, you'll automatically expel it.
当然我们要讲究卫生了才不会让我们身体遭遇到不好的结果。
Of course, we must observe hygiene because it's good for health.
但是更重要的就是要检讨反省我们从里面出来的东西。
But what's more important is that we think about what's coming from our inside.
因为人心里面所充满的，他有时候在他的行为、他的话语上就显露出来了。
Because what comes from a man's heart oftentimes is revealed in what he does.
所以很多心中的污秽就很多不好的行为。
And oftentimes it's because of many unclean things in the heart that their actions are made.
有很多不好的话语就来污秽人让人受伤害。
And because of unclean words, other people may be harmed.
所以耶稣说从里面出来的更可怕。
And so Jesus emphasizes what comes out of a man.
所以我们要把我们内心那个不圣洁的东西统统要把它洗干净。
And so we must clean ourselves on the inside.
让我们有一个纯洁正直的心灵来服侍神来服侍人这样的服侍才有它的意义跟价值。
And only when we serve God and man with an upright heart will it have meaning.
所以我们在服侍的时候不只是重视这个外表上的侍奉。
And so when we are serving, we do not just care about the outward service.
我们存着怎样的心态在服侍这是神所看重的。
But the heart that we have when we serve, this is what God sees.
因为神说人是看外貌的，但是神是看内心的。
Because man looks on the outside, but God looks within.
因为人没有办法看透人的心。
Because man cannot see another man's heart.
但是神所看的就是看你的内心。
But God sees into your heart.
我们虽然外表上装得很虔诚。
Even though on the outside we may seem very fervent.
但是如果我们内心不洁净我们的侍奉都没有它的价值。
But if our hearts are not clean, then our service is without
value. 因为不能够得到神的悦纳。
Because it will not be acceptable.
所以说我们内脏要先洗干净。
And so we must clean ourselves on the inside.
一些骄傲、嫉妒怨恨不满统统要消除掉。
The greed, the pride, the malice must be gone.
让我们有一个非常诚实善良的心思来服侍。
And so with a truthful and with a pure heart we must serve.
我们看诗篇的139篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter
139.
23
节。Verse 23. 诗篇139篇23节。
Psalm 139 verse 23. 139
篇23节。
Psalm 139 verse 23.
那神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。二十四节
Verse 24.
看在我里面有什么恶行，没有，引导我走永生的道路。这诗篇的作者在前面谈到说，神啊，在天上鉴察我们世人。
These couple of verses in Psalms tells that God is examining us from above.
说我们在行路躺卧啊，他都细查。
So whether we are walking about or lying in our beds,
所以神知道我们一切所行的。
So God knows everything we do.
他说我们嘴巴所讲的每一句话，神没有一句不知道的。
So everything that we say, God knows.
而且啊，神能够远远的就知道我们人的心思意念。
And from far away, God can know what's in our hearts.
所以人只能够看你的外貌，没有办法看到你的内心。
And man, they can only see you on the outside, but they cannot see your heart.
但神不只是看你的行为啊，知道你的言语。
But God does not merely know your actions and your words.
神也会看透我们人的内心。
They can also see through your heart.
他说我们要求神啊，来接近我们的心。
So we must ask God to draw near our hearts.
看看我们有什么不好的心思意念啊，就靠主帮助把它除掉。
To see if we have any impure thoughts within us and get.
所以雅各说啊，私欲怀胎啊，就生出罪来。
And so it is said, lust when it matures gives birth to sin.
啊，罪就长成了，就生出死来。
And sin when mature gives birth to death.
所以我们不要让那个私欲啊，在我们心中啊，成形成胎。
And so we must not let lust take seed in
us. 有一些罪恶的意念啊，不好的行为啊，不满啊，嫉妒怨恨啊。
Those evil thoughts.
因为这些你没有除掉的话，你罪恶的行为啊，都是不好的。
Because if you do not get rid of them, then your actions will not be good.
所以我们要靠圣灵帮助啊，制住肉体上的情欲。
And so we must rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death the lusts.
让我们对神对人长存无愧的良心。
So that we are righteous towards man and God.
让我们能够按照神所喜悦的来服侍神。
And then we can serve God according to his purpose.
让我们都能够走在永生的道路上，凡事都能够蒙神喜悦。
So that we can all walk according to God and please him.
让我们的侍奉啊，就是最美的侍奉啊。
And then our service can be the most beautiful service.
包括我们都能够借着圣经里面的道理，互相来勉励。
And I hope with these words of the Bible, we can mutually encourage you.
让我们都能够把自己啊当做最美的祭物献给神啊，得神悦纳。
So that we can offer ourselves as the most beautiful sacrifice.
这样我们在侍奉当中啊，也会真的越侍奉啊，越喜乐，越满足。
And so, the more we serve, the more we can receive satisfaction.
我们来唱诗414首。
Let's sing hymn 414.
414.
Hymn 414.